From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
2 days broadcast, South Korea is set to begin receiving reservations for the COVID-19 vaccine from adolescents, starting with those aged 16 to 17. President Moon Jae-in sends a congratulatory letter to Japan's new Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, stressing future-oriented relations between the two countries. And the nation's main stock market closes below 3,000 points for the first time in over 6 months. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. Starting Tuesday night, health authorities will begin accepting reservations for Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines from teenagers aged 16 and 17. According to the COVID-19 Vaccination Task Force, reservations for the age group will open on Tuesday from 8 p.m. until October 29th at 6 p.m. Eligible teenagers may book a reservation on the vaccine reservation website. Vaccinations will take place from October 18th to November 13th. Reservations for teenagers aged 12 to 15 will open on October 18th until November 12th, with vaccination set for November 1st through 27th. Vaccinations will not be compulsory for children and will be carried out based on the consent of a parent or legal guardian. Education Minister Yoo Eun-hye on Tuesday also urged her staff not to force the administration of COVID-19 vaccines on students and to make sure no one suffers any disadvantage over vaccination. More than 25,000 people received their first COVID-19 vaccine shot on Monday, with the first round rate among adults aged 18 or older reaching 90%. According to the nation's vaccine task force on Tuesday, 25,355 people had their first inoculation the previous day. An additional 209,328 were fully vaccinated. Nearly 39.74 million people have had at least one shot, which is 77.4% of the population, or 90% of adults age 18 or older. Close to 27.23 million have completed vaccination, which is 53% of the population, or 61.6% of adults. More than 1,500 new COVID-19 cases were reported on Tuesday, remaining below 2,000 for the second day. According to the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency on Tuesday, 1,575 COVID-19 cases were detected throughout Monday, raising the total caseload to 321,352. The daily tally fell by about 100 from the previous day to remain under 2,000 for the second day, apparently due to fewer tests over the weekend and the substitute holiday for National Foundation Day on Monday. President Moon Jae-in on Monday sent a congratulatory letter to Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on his election by the Diet to the Post. Presidential spokesperson Park Kyung-mi said in a press briefing that in the letter, President Moon proposed that Kishida and he work together toward forging future-oriented relations between Seoul and Tokyo. The top office said that South Korea is ready to communicate with Japan's new cabinet, voicing hope that the two sides will work together and resolve regional and global issues, including the pandemic and climate change. President Moon also sent a letter to outgoing Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, calling for continued effort to improve relations between the two nations even after his resignation. Kishida was elected on Monday by Parliament as Japan's 100th Prime Minister and sworn in later in the day.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
North Korea on Tuesday responded to calls made by South Korea via ship-to-ship radio links that used the Global Merchant Marine Communication Network. The defense ministry said the North's move came a day after direct communication lines linking South and North Korea were restored after about 2 months. After the lines were restored, Pyongyang responded to the South's calls made via the Western and Eastern hotlines, but not to ones made via the ship-to-ship hotline on Monday. With the North responding to the latest calls, all inter-Korean military hotlines are now up and running. A new UN report said that North Korea continued developing its nuclear and ballistic missile programs in violation of international sanctions and despite the country's worsening economic situation. A panel of independent sanctions monitors on the UN Security Council North Korea Sanctions Committee released the report on Monday. The report said the North is continuing efforts to obtain technology and parts from overseas in order to advance its nuclear and ballistic missile technologies. It also assessed that the North is fine-tuning methods used in illicit dealings to evade sanctions. The U.S. State Department, meanwhile, stressed on Monday the need for full implementation of UN sanctions against North Korea in response to Pyongyang's criticism over the UNSC's meeting last week to discuss the regime's recent missile tests. The main stock market dipped below 3,000 points for the first time in over 6 months on Tuesday after the benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index slipped nearly 2%. Kospi fell 57.01 points, or 1.89%, closing the day at 2,962.17. It marks the first time for the figure to slip below the 3,000-point threshold since March 24th. The drop in Kospi came amid the possibility that the U.S. Federal Reserve will soon begin withdrawing some of its easy money policies, a process known as tapering, and the Evergrande Group's default crisis in China. The active selling of South Korean stocks by foreign and institutional investors is also assessed to have led to the drop in Kospi. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also fell, losing 27.83 points, or 2.83%, to close at 955.37. The figure was the lowest to be posted in roughly 4 months. On the foreign exchange, the local currency stayed even, ending the day at 1,188.7 won. Toss Bank, the country's third internet-only bank, officially launched on Tuesday, kicking off heated competition with the existing KBank and Kakao Bank. KBank and Kakao Bank, which both launched in 2017, have grown quickly, drawing 6.6 million and 17 million customers respectively as of last month. A collaboration between K-pop group BTS and British rock band Coldplay debuted atop Billboard's main singles chart. Billboard announced on Monday that the two rocketed onto its Hot 100 Songs chart at number one with the single My Universe. It is Coldplay's second time to top the Hot 100 chart, with its first being 2008's Viva La Vida. It is BTS's sixth in the past 13 months, the second shortest period to top the chart six times, following the Beatles' 1 year and 2 weeks in the mid-60s. My Universe is also the first Hot 100 number one track by two co-billed lead groups. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Colcomb.